How I Built This by Guy Raz. The Call. Entrepreneurship isn't very natural. It defies many of our most human instincts, our desire for security, our fear of crazy risks, our tendency to go with the flow and not make too many waves. As much as we think of ourselves as unique individuals, we also like to fit in and to be chosen by those who fit in and were chosen before us. And yet, there is always that one person we know who goes the other way, who embraces a different set of instincts, the kind that have driven humans for millennia to leave home, to push boundaries, and to build. For most of history, we have called that kind of person an explorer. But in the 21st century, with the frontiers that are still open for exploration no longer physical, but technological, social, intellectual, and economic, we have given that person a new name, entrepreneur. You know, as How I Built This by Guy Raz opened, it made me think entrepreneurship is as American as apple pie. This storyline that arcs from the first chapter to the last in the book, it's grounded in the personal stories of people from across America, people who had turned out what they thought was a good idea and took the risk. And now, take a starring turn in How I Built This by Guy Raz, writer, producer, entrepreneur of the NPR broadcast and blog of the very same name. French novelist Victor Hugo, Prince, the musician we lost all too young, and that popular TV series Shark Tank, they're all name-checked in early chapters of today's book, and one chapter in particular could well have name-checked the famed career of Indianapolis businesswoman, hair care entrepreneur, philanthropist, and activist Madam C.J. Walker as well, as the chapter which sets out to define the term entrepreneur brings our chapter to the crescendo, with Guy Raz telling us that the lead character charts her evolution into wildly successful businesswomen of today. As he tells us, much like C.J. Walker, those many years ago in Indianapolis, Lisa Price, the star of the opening chapter, was open to her mother's perspective. She heeded the advice in an Oprah episode, and she managed in the process to solve problems that not only she had, but that millions of African-American women and other people of color also had, though that was not her original intent. Quote, "I was not deliberately saying this is for African-American women. I was deliberately saying this is for dry skin. And subsequently, when you have more melanin in your skin, that dry skin will show. You look dull. You look a little bit gray. You look, as people say, ashy. And you cannot get away from that. And that's how I probably, at the time, ended up with that audience of people who were more brown because they found something that took away that ash." End quote. There is a name for a person who creates something purely out of passion. Hobbyist. There is a name for a person who creates something out of a passion that solves a problem only they have. Tinkerer. There is a name for a person who creates something out of passion that also solves a problem they share with lots of other people. Entrepreneur. Well, I could go on and name check all the four folks that Guy Raz talks with and whose experience he extrapolates from, and you'd be as impressed as I am. There's Michael Dell from Dell Computers, Jim Cook from the east side of Cincinnati, founder and CEO of Sam Adams Brewery, the folks who brought us Warby Parker eyeglasses and Patagonia outwear, and quite a few others. But I want to focus your attention and mine on what these leading lights of American commerce have to share with us, and how other lesser-known but no less fascinating entrepreneurs who fill these pages offer as well. For the only cost of learning about these ideas is the cost of your time. For, hey, this book is free at the Center of Creative Ideas in your community, your local public library, or you can pick it up at your bookstore. Like so many of us who have discovered and then run with our passion in our lives, we are more than happy to share that passion and how we indulge it with success with others, because after all, it is our passion, and who doesn't love to talk about their passion, be it our kids, our work, our art? The folks in this book share their passion for creating and growing their businesses, from that gleam in their entrepreneurial eyes into remarkably successful generators of employment and commerce today. As another reviewer has written, quote, "I think this is a great read for anyone interested in people who go out in the world, face incredible obstacles, and manage to achieve their goals, even if what they end up with isn't exactly the goal they had in mind at the very beginning," end quote. Now note, How I Built This is not a good read for contrarians. There's nary a negative experience lauded in this book, though of course everyone suffers through negative experiences, and How I Built This doesn't completely gloss over that part of the human experience. That said, the story of Airnib, that bane of some of our very own neighborhoods locally, is a bit cautionary. The idea behind the concept of stay at my house with an app that gives local hotels and motels a run for the consumer dollar when traveling is a thing that started as a welcome to my city, low-cost and warm-hearted option for travelers, and has turned into a largely unregulated, buy a house and rent it out, the neighbors be, you know what, hustle. I'll readily admit these words on a page don't offer the same warm and raspy delivery we hear on WBAA's weekend broadcast of Guy Raz's show, but it surely does offer the same surprising, encouraging, upbeat stories that listeners so appreciate every Saturday afternoon, or whenever, with Guy Raz's podcast. For in the end, it is the people who rightly star in How I Made This, and it is the people who make readers want to turn the pages, listen to the broadcast and the podcast, people who are so very much like you and me, but people who discovered their passion and took the risk to share their ideas with others. If you're looking for an inspiring way to start the new year, give How I Built This a try. It just might set you on a path to invention and new discoveries in your life. Guy Raz sums it up with these words. You and I, we are both lucky. I had the opportunity to write this book. You had the money to buy it, or the patience to wait for it at the library, and the time and inclination to read it. I've had the privilege of meeting and interviewing some of the world's most successful innovators, entrepreneurs, and idealists in order to help them tell their stories. You somehow found your way here, where you can learn from the lessons their stories hold. In 2015, I had an idea for a podcast that a few key folks at NPR and my partner in life, Hannah, encouraged me to pursue. Today, or sometime soon, I hope you are lucky enough to have your own idea and that this book helps you to pursue it. If it does, please let me know, because I really want to hear about how you built it. It's an encouraging, upbeat, fun read. Whether you're going to run out and explore that idea for entrepreneurial success, or whether you just want to see how other people did it. How I Built This: The Unexpected Paths to Success from the World's Most Inspiring Entrepreneurs by Guy Raz. And you can hear it on WBAA. It's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library. Thank you very much for listening.